was the son's. He bought that from just a little old kid.
Uh-huh.
It was for sale, and he had worked and got a little money, and he bought that lot. But it's nothing ever been on it. I keep it all mowed and cleaned up all the time, real nice. And this cottonwood is on that lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really ours, and why they come to me and fuss about it. But now I'm not going to pay that much to have it. It's not bothering me or that much.
No, I don't think it's worth that much.
And it would. It cost me $50 to cut down. I never saw work of any kind so high in my life. You can't do nothing. You can't. It's a sign.
It is, that's true. Well, what about fruit trees? Did you have any fruit
trees? No, our fruit trees are just about all gone. They don't even try to have peaches or nothing.
Well,
once the grape flowers back out west here on some of them farms, they still try to grow a few peaches.
Uh-huh.
But I never hear of anybody having apples or pears or anything like they used to.
What about cherries?
Cherries? No, we never did grow too many cherries.
Oh, uh-huh.
Never did. I don't know of anybody hardly had any cherries. You might find some. Once known great father, but as I said, I don't know where that would be.
Uh-huh. Well, what about a kind of shrub that it's a big shrub, and it's the leaves get real red in the fall, and they say that they used to use it for tan and leather.
That wouldn't be a sugar maple, would it?
No.
You know, their leaves are red.
And this, that turns red, but this is just it isn't as big as a tree, just a kind of a shrub sort of thing. And, it gets, has little berries on it. And I guess it was the berries that they used for the tannins. But, now I have heard some people call it, shumac. Have you?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know, and they'll see come out on a kind of a brooch thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll just be covered in little bitty seeds.
Uh-huh. Is that what you call it?
Oh, yes, you made. Uh-huh.
That's
now,
what I was
yes, there's a few sticking around. Not very many. I believe this neighbor of mine down across the fence here, I believe she's got one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, it's just a shrub.
Uh-huh, it's kind of a shrub.
Yeah,
thing.
I guess that's it. Yes, but they're not plentiful.
But they're not?
No, not.
Well, what about them? Bushes and things that make people's skin break out when they touch them. The vines. And
poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we don't have much of that.
Uh-huh. Well, what about berries? What kinds of berries would they?
Well, now you know they've got a tame berry now. You can get tame blackberries, and then there's wild blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
They still pick them,
mm-hmm.
And I just don't know of any other kind.
Do you have strawberries?
Oh, yes. We have just a few in gardens. You know, maybe this man will have 2 or 3 rows in his garden, but no. This far down, I don't... There may be... I don't know. Not very many that's got just a row or two in the garden. There's just not very many that has... Now, the man across over here, he sold a few this year. He's just got a few rows in his garden, but not a field of them like we do up around Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't have that. Well, I don't know of a one in this whole area that would have not an acre, a half acre, you know, nothing like that. Just a few rows in their garden to just supply their own.
But did they eat them back when you were younger?
No, I never. No, we didn't have a strawberry and nothing. I mean, any time of the year, we didn't have any strawberry. We didn't have a strawberry.
Oh, I see.
Now, we had huckleberries. We had on our farm, one of these knolls that we talked about. I know on our field, our bottom field, we call it the bottom field. And there was one knoll in particular. It was just covered in them, but they grow behind that. And, there's the best huckleberries.
Uh-huh.
The whole neighborhood is going in and pick berries for now. That's been a long time ago, so I don't know of anybody that's got huckleberries in.